Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasko. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the world of health, whether it's research that makes the news, another miracle diet, or a new food fad. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's real or not. You can check out the other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Energy drinks are almost universally condemned by healthcare professionals, be they nutritionists, physicians, or those who practice alternative medicine. They feel there's just too much sugar, caffeine, and other things in them that can be dangerous when consumed in high levels. I don't happen to fall into that category because I believe we can use everything in a responsible fashion. Sure, if you have gamers who sit on their couch for 12 to 14 hours at a time and all they consume are energy drinks and junk food, I don't think that that's very healthy. But used as developed as a way to provide nutrients to stimulate energy production, I don't have a problem with that. Full disclosure, at one point in time years ago, I was a consultant to a company that made energy drinks. What made them unique at that time was that they were sugar-free. Now, there are many varieties of sugar-free energy drinks in the market. I no longer consult with any companies that make any type of food or nutritional products. Back to the point of this Straight Talk on Health. Recent research has examined taurine, a semi-essential amino acid, and I'll explain what that means in a moment, as being critical to aging. In fact, the title of the research paper is Taurine as a Driver of Aging. It was published in the journal Science in June of 2023. It is open access, so if you're interested in reading the article itself, you can find it. Now, before we get into the study, I probably need to explain a little bit about what taurine is and what it does in the body. For decades, we've known that taurine contributes to cardiovascular health in some way. Most likely, it is beneficial to cardiac tissue, as high amounts are found in all types of muscle cells. But there is more. Taurine is vital for a person's overall health. It is one of the most abundant amino acids in muscle tissue, brain, and many other organs in the body. Taurine is a sulfur-containing amino acid that can be made from cysteine or methionine metabolism. It accounts for 50 to 60% of the free amino acid pool. Taurine is especially plentiful in skeletal muscle. Now, rich sources of dietary taurine come from the consumption of animal proteins such as shellfish, liver, and eggs because they contain the highest concentration of taurine per serving. And by the way, most energy drinks have taurine in them as well at beneficial levels. Taurine plays a role in several essential bodily functions, such as regulating calcium levels in certain cells, manufacturing bile salts, balancing electrolytes in the body, and supporting the development of the nervous system. There's one more way that taurine may benefit us. Taurine appears to be important in mitochondrial health as well. Mitochondria, in effect, means more energy, both for what the cells can do to do their job and for us to have more energy. But a lack of taurine in the body may lead to a range of health complications, including kidney dysfunction, developmental disorders, as babies and children do not make enough taurine at young ages, damage to eye tissues, as well as cardiomyopathy, a weakness of the cardiac musculature, which can lead to heart failure. With the taurine basics in mind, there is one urban legend that needs to be mentioned. The taurine found in supplements and energy drinks are made in chemical plants, most likely from the cysteine or methionine, just like the body does. It is not sourced from the testicles nor the sperm of bulls. Someone decided that the bulls on the insignia of a popular brand of energy drinks means that it was the primary source of the taurine. Taurus the bull, get it? Too expensive if it were true, and castrating the primary source of beef reproduction wouldn't be very good for the cattle industry anyway. So put that myth to rest. Let's take a look at the study. it was unique. In the first part of the study, the researchers examined serum taurine levels at various ages during the lifespan of several species. They looked at mice, macaques, worms, yeast, and, yes, human beings. The results were absolutely clear. As every species got older, the taurine levels decreased substantially. While there were certainly other things going on metabolically in all species, the stark drop of taurine certainly appeared to be related to decline of many bodily systems. But this doesn't really test the question, so they supplemented the diets of various species to see what, if any, impact it would have. The problem with supplementation in humans is that we just live too long to effectively test the hypothesis. But it can be tested in other species. Taurine supplementation significantly increased the lifespan of worms and mice as well as monkeys. What they could not figure out was the mechanism involved, as multiple body systems have to be involved for that to occur. The only conclusion that they could make is that supplementing with taurine extended the lifespan of these creatures. Combine that with the decline that occurs with aging in humans and the associated increase of degenerative conditions, and it appears that taurine is critical for human health as well as to decrease some of the manifestations of aging. The only real question left would be, what's the best way to increase your taurine levels? Would there be any downside to taking a taurine supplement? Or should we focus on increasing the protein in our diet, specifically the animal protein? Here's something else to consider before we get to that point. One of the characteristics of aging is a decrease of protein intake. There's no reason that I could find for that to happen. Maybe the desire to chew decreases with age, or poor dental care may have an impact on the chewing process. If we turn to protein powders, they would have to have taurine added for adults, as it is not one of the essential amino acids that are popular today. What I think is it should be a combination of both sources. I think that protein intake should be increased once a person reaches about 50 years of age. To how much? It should be at least 1 gram per kilogram body weight. That would mean it would be roughly half a person's body weight in grams of protein. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you should probably get between 100 to 120 grams of protein per day. It may be prudent for those over 70 years of age to try and exceed that amount, not just for the taurine, but also to stem the loss of muscle mass. It really may require a concerted effort to eat that much protein. Let's turn to taurine supplementation. Taurine is typically offered in 500 milligram capsules. When you look at the research, the amount used in studies range from 500 milligrams per day up to 6 full grams per day. There were a couple of studies lasting at least 6 months long, so taurine supplementation seems safe. Here's what I would do. I would increase protein intake to the levels I described at one-half the body weight in grams. The highest taurine levels would be found in shellfish, eggs, and liver, as well as, you guessed it, energy drinks if you want to use them. But don't forget, all animal protein will count because it will certainly have the two primary amino acids that taurate is made from in the body in methionine and cysteine. In terms of supplementation, certainly check with your physician. But of all the things that you may want to do with supplements, taking an amino acid supplement should not impact any issues with your physician or your medication. I think that starting with 1 gram of taurine per day for a minimum of 60 days is a good place to begin. At the end of 60 days, make a decision whether to increase it or let it ride. Increasing taurine levels is another step in aging with a vengeance. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Solasko saying, health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day.
Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Chet Zelasko is recorded in the studios of WGBU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of WGBU or its underwriters. Episodes are at wgbunews.org and wherever you get your podcasts.